This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General Pam Bondi before the Senate Judiciary Committee, clashing with some Democratic senators over National Guard deployments to American cities. ABC's Jay O'Brien talking with House Speaker Mike Johnson on the government shutdown. Democrats want to discuss the continuation of subsidies to help pay for health insurance premiums. Republicans so far have said no.
Why not begin negotiations on that issue right now?
Because the government is closed, and as I mentioned, that's a December 31 issue. There are lots of conversations and deliberations and discussions right now, even bipartisan amongst members, about necessary changes that would have to be made, pretty dramatic changes, to even have that considered on the floor.
Peace talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Egypt on this, the two-year anniversary of the militant group's surprise attack in Israel that triggered the war in Gaza that has seen tens of thousands of Palestinians killed. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A one-vehicle crash injured a passenger. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Sunday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a single vehicle crash in the town of Viroqua. April Ann Sullivan, 44, of Reedstown, was traveling east on County Road SS east of Lewison Road. She reported being distracted and went off the right side of the roadway on a curve. The vehicle struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest on its top. April Sullivan was evaluated at the scene, but refused transport to the hospital. Her passenger, a 41-year-old male from Viroqua, was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, have announced Wisconsin residents can now access Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates directly at retail locations with instant discounts and post-purchase rebates. Through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program, customers can purchase qualifying electric appliances bought in-store or online, building upon the contractor-based rebates available since late 2024. Households earning less than 80% of the area's median income may get 100% of project costs covered, up to $14,000. Households earning 80 to 150% of the area's median income may qualify for 50% of the project costs, also up to $14,000. Visit the Focus on Energy Safe Switch Guide for assistance with making the switch from gas to electric. To check qualifications, find income limits, or apply, visit focusonenergy.com/IRA-here. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area for your Tuesday afternoon. A northwest breeze at highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies, a frost advisory in effect. Temperatures by dawn should drop into the lower 30s, currently 56 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep. Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. But when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers and tariffs. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Von Ruden will join us. I hope you can too.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the morning to you. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Portland. I don't know, you know, how and what it is where you live, but a lot to talk about today. An awful lot to talk about today. Pam Bondi's coming, Christy Noem is coming to town. Hide your dogs. Is ICE today's Klan? Some of my thoughts on Trump invoking the Insurrection Act and why I'm keeping an eye on Ted Cruz. And will the FAA end the shutdown? It's already starting to look that way. Also, Trump's strange take on getting into heaven. A bunch of strange stuff. Trump and his cult followers continue to declare hate and war against half of America. The Republicans should impeach him, but they're cowards. I believe we'll get into that in the second hour. After refusing to hand over voter registration data to the Trump regime, a South Carolina judge's home exploded. Was this politically motivated arson? We're not sure yet, but it sure is looking weird. In the third hour of our program, South Carolina wants to kill women who get abortions again. This is their pro-life position. Literally, they want to execute them. And will Trump pardon Ghislaine Maxwell and get away with it? Interesting question. I mean, you know, we're starting to get some early answers to that. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "Is ICE Today's Klan?" And, you know, this idea of having law enforcement officials whose identity is concealed is not new in the United States. In the 1870s and 80s, during Reconstruction, when the Klan did its first, you know, real big, hey, here we are, and then in the 1920s, when they rebooted, historians refer to it as the second Klan. It was a major revival, and in both cases, in multiple states, the two states that were literally taken over, like from the governor's mansion down, taken over by the Klan, during those the first in the 1880s was Oregon, and in the 1920s was Indiana. The Klan members were actually deputized as police officers. And now, not just in those two states, but also in other states around the country, particularly in the old Confederate states. And what they were doing was, you know, just going on the attack. They were enforcing the prohibition rules against drinking, mostly black speakeasies. And they were enforcing the anti-integration or the segregation laws or apartheid here in the United States that lasted right up until the 1960s legally. And, you know, in arguably in many ways continues to this day. ICE, you know, and the whole reason why some of these Klan members actually, you know, with a badge on were wearing their hoods. And the reason why was so that they wouldn't be held accountable. It's just very simple. You wear a mask because what you're doing is wrong. You know it's wrong. And you do not want to be held accountable for the crimes you commit. We've had two people shot in Chicago so far. right? One of them is dead. Two people shot by ICE. We'll probably never know who fired the gun because ICE isn't telling anybody in violation of the law. And these guys, you know, there's no way to know their identities because they're so masked up. This is just, you know, fundamentally wrong. And, there are 19 states that have passed laws forbidding people from wearing masks. I'm not talking about the couple states who tried to do this during COVID. I'm talking about most of these laws were either passed in the 1880s or in the 1950s, two periods of time when there were major pushbacks against the Klan here in the United States and, you know, at the state level across the country. And, you know, California, for example, has an 1872 ordinance that outlaws, quote, masks, false whiskers, or any personal disguise, whether complete or partial, when invading or escaping discovery, recognition, or identification, the commission of any public offense. And we talked yesterday about how, under California state law, what ICE is doing without having judicial warrants, they don't have warrants signed by judges per the Fourth Amendment. And so, you know, what they're doing, like, for example, when they attacked that office building in Chicago, the apartment building in Chicago, is kidnapping and assault and violence against property, you know, vandalism. So under all of these state laws, these 19 state laws, or under most of them anyway, individual ICE members could be prosecuted for breaking the law. For breaking the law while wearing a mask. The most recent is California's No Secret Police Act. Scott Wiener, who was the principal author of this, said, as this authoritarian regime seeks to demolish our constitutional rights and engages in a straight-up terror campaign, California is meeting the Trump administration's secret police tactics with strength and defiance. He says no one wants masked officers roaming their communities and kidnapping people with impunity. And he says California will continue to stand up for the rule of law and for basic freedoms. So far, Gavin Newsom has chosen not to enforce the law. He's letting ICE agents in California get away with the state crime that they are now committing. None of them have been arrested. None of them have been charged with a crime. And they're continuing to do their Kavanaugh raids. You know, it was Brett Kavanaugh who wrote the opinion in the shadow docket ruling that said that ICE can use racial profiling to go after people. And, like I said, in Chicago, they've already shot two people, killing one. So the question isn't whether ICE agents share the Klan's ideology. I'm sure some do. In fact, I suspect many do. I mean, their recruiting kind of leans in that direction, shall we say. But the question is instead whether our government has once again created a Klan-like system in which anonymous armed men can break into your home, detain you, abuse you, without ever being individually answerable under the law. The hood and the mask have always symbolized essentially the same thing in America. They mean that right-wing thugs can do whatever they want and walk away untouched, no matter how heinous their crimes. We're told that if we have nothing to hide, we have nothing to fear. But when armed officers of the law, of the government, hide their identities from the people they claim to serve, they're telling us exactly what to fear. History has already written the first draft of this story once before. We'd be fools to let it play out again. It's time to start holding ICE accountable to the law. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stick around. It's 13 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My thoughts on the Insurrection Act and interesting stuff on Ted Cruz. Stick around. We'll be right back. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Field of Greens certainly makes me feel great. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, veggie, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the University Study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Before dawn, in the cold of the grave, black masks in the mist, and the children pray. They knock on the doors where the weary hearts hide, and the wind carries whispers of those who have cried. They say it's the law, but whose law is it now? They hide behind plans. If justice is blind, then who leads her hand? His eyes today's clean. In this broken land.
Yeah, I think ICE is today's clan. So yesterday, a federal judge did not immediately block Donald Trump sending the California or Texas National Guard here to Portland. And so, you know, they're on their way. In fact, I understand Christy Noem is going to show up here. You know, hide your dogs, hide your cats sometime today. Trump said he's considering invoking the Insurrection Act of 1803, when the only real insurrection was January 6th. I mean, it was an insurrection that he led. The hypocrisy of this guy, who led an insurrection against the United States of America, and then was, you know, impeached for it, claiming that, you know, because you've got 25 people down in front of the ICE building here in Portland Lane, flowers on the street, that we've got a friggin' insurrection going on, and the head of DHS is coming today to see how the city's on fire. It's not. I mean, the biggest thing that's planned right now is a naked bike ride in protest of ICE. And it's just the way, this is just the peak of hypocrisy. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today when Christy Noem comes to town. I am hoping that my fellow Portlanders, you know, keep it calm, as they by and large have so far. We'll see. Meanwhile, keep an eye on Ted Cruz. This is interesting. Ted Cruz has all but announced that he's running for president in 2028. I mean, here we are, you know, 2.5 years, about 2 years before the primaries begin, but maybe a year and a half before the primaries begin. But, you know, he's out there and he's making all the noises, and he's making the noises that he's basically like, I'm the actual conservative. In other words, he's taking on MAGA. MAGA is, you know, this reactionary group, this let's get revenge group, this let's end democracy group. And then you've got the, you know, the old-fashioned conservatives saying, well, no, we're okay with democracy. We like to rig the system when we can. We'll purge people from voting rolls and stuff like that. But, you know, we don't want to overtly end democracy in America. So Cruz is coming out saying this stuff. He's been doing it for a couple of days. And there were even jokes about it today when he was questioning Pam Bondi, him and Senator Kennedy joking about it. And Trump is going to do one of two things. Trump is either going to get pissed off because he himself intends to stand for election in 2028, assuming that we still have elections, but, you know, also assuming that they'll be heavily rigged. So Trump himself wants to stand for election in 2028. If he seriously intends to do that, then he's going to shut down Ted Cruz. On the other hand, if Ted Cruz seriously wants to be president, and he's willing to challenge Trump. He's going to challenge Trump. And so we might be seeing the first kind of cracking open of what's going on here, in the battle between this reactionary MAGA group, this fascist MAGA group, and the Republicans who've like kind of gone along to get along because they're afraid of Trump and they're afraid of all the money he's got and all the money he controls and all, the ways that he can damage them. But they're ultimately not really comfortable with this. They would really rather not have America, turn into a fascist nation. So, and I'm not necessarily speaking for or about Ted Cruz, but it's, he's making noises like that. So we'll see. But Trump, has come right out and said, that he's open. He says, you look at what's happened in Portland over the years, it's a burning hellhole. And Stephen Miller says that the administration has been contending with a legal insurrection and that judges' rulings stifling the will of the Trump administration is, quote, an insurrection against the laws and Constitution of the United States. This at the same time that the judge who refused to turn over the election files to Washington, D.C., to Donald Trump, her house exploded yesterday. And finally, along these same lines of, what's happening in the Republican Party, this is Marge Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted yesterday on X, and I quote, "I'm carving my own lane, and I'm absolutely disgusted that health insurance premiums will double if the tax credits expire this year." Say what? Now, that's what the Democrats are saying. This is why they won't go along with this continuing resolution. So is the MAGA beginning to crack? Is the GOP starting to fracture? Marge Greene goes on. She says, "Also, I think health insurance and all insurance is a scam, just to be clear, but not a single Republican in leadership talked to us about this or has given us a plan to help Americans deal with their health insurance premiums doubling." So here you've got now Ted Cruz in a soft revolt, as it were, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in an open revolt. You've got Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene and one other, Nancy Mace, saying that they're going to support the release of the Epstein files, this discharge petition. And, of course, Mike Johnson is refusing to swear in Adelita Grijalva, because she will be the 218th vote, which will force this thing to the floor, where there will be a vote on the discharge. But on this discharge petition, there'll be a vote on whether or not Congress gets to see the Epstein files. And so Mike Johnson is doing everything he can to bury this stuff. Pam Bondi, same thing this morning. She was asked about it in these hearings in the Senate. "I won't answer. Not going to talk to you, Senator."
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is the GOP cracking? Is that what we're seeing? Or are these just kind of little bits around the edges? We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive multiple reports of job scams involving fake job offers from supposed HR reps from different companies. Consumers have reported to BBB Scam Tracker that they were contacted by people claiming to be HR reps or recruiters from various real companies, including Amazon, WBD Global Streaming, Aquent, Creative Niche, and Scion, staffing with offers to apply for jobs. In an attempt to make these job scams more humanized, scammers are impersonating real companies and using different names to seem more personal. Consumers have reported receiving these fake messages from names such as Rebecca Harris, Grace, Jasmine Martine, Linda Jackson, Megan Collins, Dorothy, and Olivia Grant. These messages may promise remote working options as well as high salaries and big money-making opportunities. To avoid employment scams, research job offers first. Visit a company's website and look up its contact information. Do an internet search with the company's name and the word scam to see if anyone has reported a fake job offer. Beware of jobs that involve receiving and returning money. Legitimate companies don't generally send money to new employees before work is done. Be careful with your personal information. Never provide anyone with your personal information until you are sure you can trust them with it. Watch out for easy hires. If a company claims they want to hire you without meeting you either virtually or in person, and if they don't conduct a job interview, you're probably dealing with a scammer. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area for your Tuesday afternoon. A northwest breeze at highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies, a frost advisory in effect. Temperatures by dawn should drop into the lower 30s. It's 57 at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carlone from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers' results and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Christine Nome de Ville.
Christine Nome de Ville.
If she rolls into town, she's smiling wide, but we've all heard the tale of puppies and goats who did not fare well. Now she's coming to Portland, oh what a thrill. Hide all your doodles and keep them still. She'll say howdy y'all with a political twill, but we know that glint.
It's Christine Nome de Ville.
She call it farm life.
Farm life.
The vibes are chill, like a jazz band ghosting through Capitol Hill. She says she's tough, don't test my will. But mercy's not high on her policy bill. So Portland folks, take this warning still. Don't pet that smile. Call Christine Nome de Ville.
Five minutes past the hour. So the last government shutdown lasted 39 days, as I recall. Maybe it was 35 days, one or the other. And it was brought to an end because a number of control towers just basically shut down. Air traffic controllers were not getting paid. They couldn't make their mortgage payments. A lot of people, you know, I mean, these are not, you know, super high paid jobs. And a lot of these people, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And so they just started calling in sick. And, you know, they're forbidden by law from striking. I mean, you know, Reagan took care of that back in 1981 when he destroyed the Air Traffic Controllers Union, PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization. They've been replaced by a new kind of Republican acceptable union. But, you know, still. And it's starting again. The Burbank Airport, the Hollywood Burbank Airport, was shut down yesterday. The pilots pilot gets in his plane. I mean, there's this article on CNN starts out with a story about this guy who's, you know, gets in his plane, fires it up, turns on the radio and says, hey, control tower, I want, you know, and he gets this recorded message back. This is the tower is closed due to staffing. And this is, you know, what's happening. In fact, this is from CNN, 12 FAA facilities saw staffing shortages Monday night, last night. The control towers in Burbank, Phoenix, and Denver had so-called staffing triggers. In other words, their staffing got down to the point where they had to start slowing down aircraft traffic, airplane traffic, you know, producing delays across the system because they just didn't have enough controllers to deal with the airplanes. In Newark, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Indianapolis, they were also short-staffed, although they didn't have to yet trigger these kinds of actions. The number of controllers calling out sick has increased since the start of the shutdown, according to former reality TV show Sean Duffy, who is now our transportation secretary. Yeah, the shutdown from December 2018 to January 2019 was 35 days long, and it ended when 10 air traffic controllers just said, that's it. That's all it took. And, you know, it was that, and also the TSA guys were calling in sick, and so you were getting these really, really long lines at security. And I'm guessing we're going to see that, too. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is talking about getting into heaven? I mean, seriously? Really? Getting into heaven? This is kind of a wild story, frankly. He says, there's no reason to be good except to get into heaven. He says, this is his exact quote. He said, you know, there's no reason to be good. I want to be good because you want to prove to God that you're good, so you go that next step, right? So that's very important to me. I think it's really very important. You know, he's been hanging out lately. Well, particularly during the campaign, with these right-wing Christian pastors who have apparently convinced him that heaven and hell are real, and he's starting to worry. He knows he's lived a life of, you know, violations of the Ten Commandments, shall we say, at the very least. And so he says, you know, last year I came millimeters from death when that bullet pierced through my skin. Yeah, right. Oh, this was an email, fundraising email, but basically he says, you know, he wants to get into heaven. I think that, you know, this is a demonstration of Donald Trump's absolutely transactional approach to everything. He thinks he can cut a deal with God, or at least the God that he's imagining. And that somehow he can just talk God into this the same way he thinks he can talk the Nobel Committee in Norway. You know, a couple of weeks ago he called the Prime Minister of Norway to try and talk him into having a good word with the Nobel Committee to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. He thinks he can pull this off with God. I mean, this is how seriously dysfunctional this guy is on the one hand, and also how serious he's thinking about the fact that he's not going to live that much longer, apparently. I mean, look at the what looks like an infusion bruise in the back of his hand that seems to correspond to the 24th of every month when he just goes dark for a day or two. You know, what's with all this stuff? And how sick is he, really? Inquiring minds want to know. So what's on your mind today? Speaking of minds, Jared in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jared, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, along the lines of yesterday and today's topic, interject into the national dialogue. You know, you said we should be encouraging that local elected officials and law enforcement hold ICE and possibly even the military accountable. We definitely should do that, and we should also encourage that they, everybody, you know, film at all times, so we have, evidence.
Documentary record.
And then, documentary record, and then when we see a crime, especially when there's masked agents, that, you know, law enforcement take up charges and include conspiracy. Yeah. Because conspiracy to, you know, cover up a crime is a crime in itself. So then the superior officers and whatnot would be also dragged into a court case that would, you know, quiet down some of this illegal activity.
Yeah, in theory, anyway. The question is, would they take the defeat and go away, or would they double down and try to start a civil war? I think they'll do the latter. I think Trump wants a civil war. He wants Americans killing each other, in my opinion.
I agree.
The rhetoric he's using, you know, against judges and everybody else. He wants murder.
I fully agree, but I do see that using, you know, the legal means is, you know, in the eyes of other people, at least the American public, it's a fundamental bedrock.
Oh, taking on Trump has to be done entirely within the law. Absolutely.
Right. Right. And so if they're using the law to break the law, you know, it becomes a conundrum in itself. And then it breaks down the moral, you know, fabric of our, you know, society.
Yeah. But just consider the scenario. I mean, you know, let's say in California right now, it's illegal for ICE to be masked. It's against the law.
Right.
And yet they're still doing it. So let's say that Gavin Newsom goes in and he arrests a couple of ICE officers. And then Trump comes in and says, you can't do that. And he orders the rest of the ICE people to turn their guns on the Los Angeles police or on the California Highway Patrol police. And then
that would be a law. That would be breaking law in itself.
But then you've got basically the federal government at war, physical war, shooting war with a state government. And that's kind of the definition of a civil war.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that would open up enough people's eyes, like, you know, court justices to stop it. You know, I mean, hopefully.
I don't know. I think Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas would be cheering Trump on.
Yeah, it's sad that they, you know, have no recognition of the Constitution.
This is how close we are to something that could be extraordinarily destructive to this country. It could be the end of our 250-year experiment. Jared, thanks for the call. Right. Thanks for thought-provoking stuff. Thank you. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's been bugging me, that whole thing with Kristi Noem using the bathroom in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That thing was as phony and staged as anything you could imagine. It was like out of Pravda or North Korea with Dear Leader. I mean, who takes a film crew a guy being a narrator, someone being a reporter in an entourage when you're stopping to use a bathroom.
Christy Noem does.
I mean, yeah, that they knew the answer to that was going to be no.
It's the old Ted Cruz joke. You know, the most dangerous place in America is between a camera crew and Christy Noem.
Yeah, the whole thing was as phony as can be. I mean, yeah.
Well, expect her to do some kind of stunt like that here today in Portland as well. She's looking. Yeah, they're looking for confrontation. They're trying to gin up conflict.
Yeah, the thing was it was produced by a guy called Benny Johnson, and he's with Breitbart and
I know.
Tucker Carlson, all this right wing stuff, and it irritates me that it got played on conservative media about poor Christy Noem was denied things because by Pritzker.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Like, she blamed the governor for not being able to use a restroom in a building in Chicago.
Right. In a closed building.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, fascists have to play victim. It's the key. I mean, Mein Kampf, the entire book was, we're such victims of the Jews, of the communists, of the immigrants, principally the Roma. They've got to be, they have to be victims. This, and so Christy Noem, she's going to come to town. She's going to figure out some way to be, a pathetic victim or, the giant overlord.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're going to get tough on Portland here.
Yeah. Got any puppies? We'll be right back. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. August 25th, a Utah judge ordered a new congressional redistricting map drawn after finding the legislature had violated the state constitution. October 6th, the legislature defiantly passed a new gerrymandered map. The legislature had previously passed legislation to neutralize Better Boundaries Proposition 4, a voter-approved independent redistricting commission passed in 2018. It ignored the commission's maps and created its own gerrymandered maps benefiting the Republican Party. Both acts were ruled unconstitutional. Third District Court Judge Diana Gibson set November 10th as a deadline for choosing a new map. October 6th, the legislature selected option C as their choice. The map, while slightly more competitive, appears to still lock in U.S. House seats for Republicans, according to the Utah News-Dispatch. It also passed a bill changing Proposition 4's language and requirements. The legislature is not the only stakeholder proposing maps. Plaintiffs, Mormon Women for Ethical Government and the League of Women Voters, also submitted two options on October 6th, both of which comply with Proposition 4's original criteria. Republicans argue only the legislature can approve the final map, not a judge, and hinted at impeachment if she doesn't approve the legislature's map. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
place together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
A wicked little plan, a paper bag of dog.
51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Cliff in Santa Clarita. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I'm wondering if you're getting enough sleep, brother.
Why is that?
Doing your show, doing other people's shows, reading books, writing books,
Yeah,
hope you're getting enough sleep.
I'm doing good, Cliff. I'm doing fine.
Okay. All right, two things real quick, Tom. Who's keeping track of all this reckless spending? Is anybody keeping track? Because I never hear about it in the
Which
news.
Particular how reckless spending are you talking about?
How much are they running up our national debt? He's spending just billions and trillions everywhere. Between his first term
Trump
and
added
this term,
$7 trillion to the national debt in his last term, and he'll probably add that much this time.
Right. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's totally insane and unsustainable.
Yep.
Nobody talks about it in the news.
Well, I've been ranting about this ever since I started the show 23 years ago, Cliff. I've been going on and on about
right.
this. This is the two Santa Claus strategy.
I've been listening.
When you've got Republicans in office, you give massive tax cuts and you run up the debt as fast and as far as you can. And when a Democrat comes into office, you yell and scream about the national debt and force them to cut spending.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this is a scheme that they have been. This is a huge con that the GOP has been running since 1981. When Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, our national debt was not even $1 trillion. It had gone from 130% of GDP at the end of World War II down to virtually nothing. And Reagan started this two Santa Claus scam, and by the end of 8 years of Reagan, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. He started it, with these massive tax cuts for billionaires.
There's no end in sight the way they're going.
No.
And one more thing, Tom, this widespread corruption that's everywhere in this administration, having lobbyists from big agriculture being installed at the EPA. You know, they're still trying to debate whether Roundup, glyphosate, they're still trying to debate whether it's cancer causing or carcinogenic, which we all know it is after years and years of all the information.
Well, there's been lawsuits. There's a massive class action lawsuit against them for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bob Kennedy, he came into office saying he was going to do something about glyphosate and all this other stuff and all these pesticides. And then he publishes this report, 3 weeks ago, I think it was.
that says, well, we're just going to have to think about this for a couple of years because, you know, the lobbyists are giving a lot of money to the Republicans. Cliff, thanks for the call. Spot on. Thank you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for taking my call. I was calling because kind of from what you were saying at the start of the program, and Republicans repeatedly claiming that Dems are soft on crime and support criminals. And I've kind of got two examples. One would be Scott Jenkins. He was a sheriff in a very small town that, as the world is very small, I lived in growing up during elementary school. And he was a sheriff from 2012 to 2023. He was indicted in June of 2023 for conspiracy, honest services, mail and wire fraud, and bribery. After taking $75,000 in bribes and giving some auxiliary deputies sheriff's badges.
Wow.
And prior to him, so he was sentenced to 10 years, and he was supposed to start serving in May, and of course Trump taking office prior to that, before he stepped in to serve any of his sentence, Trump pardoned him.
Of course.
My other example would be that...
Any idea how much money he gave to Trump in exchange for that pardon?
I don't know, but I do know that he appeared at a White House event in 2018.
Yeah, him and Rudy were selling those pardons for $2 million a pop back in the day. Or at least that's what Rudy claimed.
I don't know that this guy from Culpeper would have that kind of funds, but but again, he's law enforcement and he's willing to give random people badges.
Yeah.
And then the other example that I would give would be that back in November, we had a choice between an adjudicated rapist and a 34-times felon who was out on bail for other felonies versus a prosecutor who puts rapist, felons, and pedophiles in jail. We chose one. They chose the other. And so at this point, it really should be, which of our laws is Trump not breaking?
It's a good question. That's a good question. And thank you. That was great. Rennie in Long Beach, California. Hey, Rennie, what's up?
Oh, not much, Tom. I'm really appreciate talking to you. I want to let your listeners know that Medicare, regular Medicare, is still on the website, but it's difficult to find.
Mm.
When I was trying to find it, it only had, when it said plans, it only had Medicare Advantage plans, and that's it. Didn't give you a choice.
Really?
And so, just like you said in the past. But if you scroll through all the Medicare Advantage plans, which is about 8 pages worth, the very last entry is titled Original Medicare.
Wow.
And that's the one you want.
Wow. So, you know, Dr. Oz, the guy who's in charge of this now, he's in charge of Medicare. You know, has a long history of shilling for Medicare Advantage programs. So one wonders, you know, whose palms are being greased here. Rennie, thanks for the heads up on that. I had no idea. That's mind-boggling. And it's got to be really tough for people who are just, you know, turning 65 and not, you know, well-educated and not well-informed about all this. Rennie, thank you. That was brilliant. Stick around. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine,
and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite legal challenges to deploy National Guard members to cities, President Trump now vowing to invoke the Insurrection Act. Illinois governor suing to block plans to send Texas National Guards to Chicago. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
He really seemed to up the stakes yesterday, saying that he would consider using the Insurrection Act if he is getting blocked in court and getting blocked by state and local officials. That is very different than what we've heard from him in the last couple of months, where he said he would do that if there was insurrection happening.
Attorney General Pam Bondi testifying today at a Senate hearing, pushing back on questions about troop deployments. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas October 7th attacks. Israelis holding vigil for the remaining hostages. Talks between Israel and Hamas delegations continuing for a second day, trying to finalize the U.S. peace proposal. Hurricane Priscilla nearing a Category 3, churning in the Pacific just off the west coast of Mexico, and a new tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic. This is ABC News.